Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Hamad.
I'm Noor.
And yeah, this is a kind of a podcast we decided to start like any almost haphazardly.
To be fair, we've been trying to do it haphazardly for at least
for
years.
Ages.
Yeah, like for, I want to say years.
Yeah.
I want to say years.
So yeah, it's just basically us chatting. We're gonna have guests in future episodes, of course,
yeah.
And it's just something to kind of kickstart us doing something, and at the same time, since everyone at home is at home and we're at home, we might as well, yeah, like, you know,
should be at home.
Yeah, should be at home.
Yeah, we're doing the thing.
We're doing the thing.
I'm always trying to tell myself to do the thing. Just do the thing.
Hey, it's pretty hard. Oh, no, I think I chose like the best and the worst time to move out.
How can you say it's hard? I guess you always do the thing.
Yeah, but like now I'm completely on my own and
yeah.
Like, it gets lonely and weird.
Aww.
Yeah, but no, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. Solitude is great.
Sounds great. I mean, when you were like, oh, I'm cleaning and I have to make lunch, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So adult. This is what
so
we
adult.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been up to? What changed for you?
What changed?
What are you doing more often?
Physically, I don't think much changed because I stay home a lot, but I guess not having people over is a thing.
Hey.
What's that change?
That was definitely like a huge factor to
yeah.
me of like, and it just not being able to hang out, see people I want to see and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Otherwise, yeah, nothing's changed.
Yeah, I guess mentally though, right? Like just
hey.
The stress of it all. Otherwise, if it was a happy, like, oh, happy staying in, I'll be like, yeah, woo.
Hey.
But it's like, oh no,
just,
now I need to do things.
Hey, and like, I don't know. I feel like we're all trying to make the best out of a weird situation.
Yeah.
And, it's new for all of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to like, I don't know. Yeah, I think this whole thing of like, oh, you have to like be creative. I was like pushing that agenda in the start. No.
Yeah.
I have to bring out like my A game and just work every day.
Hey, like this is my moment.
Hey, and then like, yeah, It's not a creative writing retreat.
No, it's not. We're not in a spa where we're like, you know, closed off from the world. No, it's like the world is here in your house and freaking you out. And you're like, oh, I need to do things.
See, if I was like, yeah, it's okay to just be lazy and like, and you want to just like disconnect from everything.
Yeah.
Watch Netflix or whatever.
Yeah. I've been watching so much stuff.
What have you been
watching? I've been watching so much, like I've consumed so much. Let me think. I mean, the one that pops in my mind just because it's all over Twitter is Tiger King. But that was a good couple of weeks ago at this point. I don't know. I don't have a sense of time, but it's been a while, Yanni, since we finished that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Recently, Ems, we watched... Oh, Ford versus Ferrari we watched yesterday. It's pretty good.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch that.
It's
as much
good.
As it's like not my kind of thing. But yeah, a couple of people have talked me into it.
It's good.
And some other like... car documentary stuff.
I'm really into car movies.
APP is like a Formula One documentary that's changing people's lives on Netflix, I guess.
Yeah, the documentary series.
Hey,
Hamid, it's so good. It's so good. Drive to Survive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good. Oh my god! And like
yeah, everyone.
Oh my
everyone
god!
And their mother is like.
Yeah, because
oh,
the thing about
it.
Formula One is that okay, it's been around for 100 years, but. They were always very secretive. They're very like careful PR-wise. The FIA doesn't let anyone come in. And now all of a sudden there's this like backstage pass to all
oh,
the
okay.
teams. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And you get to see things happening in the background and crew members talking. And it's just an access that did not exist before.
Okay.
And it's so fun. But again, I don't know, because we're fans of F1. So I don't know what it's like for someone who isn't. So,
no, one of my friends who recommended it to me, he was like, oh, I just got into like Formula, and he was excited about all the races going on around the world, and like he's I just watched this like documentary, and now like I'm a huge fan.
Oh,
and,
that's
like,
great.
That's crazy, Annie, and then like he just watched like this Netflix documentary series, and خلاص, yeah, he's a fan.
Oh, Oh, that's such good news! Because I, by the way, I'm the radio whenever I can. I'm like, guys, there's this show, F1, Drive to Survive. Wallah, it's so good. Wallah, it's so good. Please go watch it. Someone, just go. Even if you're not interested, just check it out. I don't know if anyone did. Like, no one's told me that they have. But it's good to know that it does work with people who are not fans. It's very good. It's very good.
Cool. Yeah. And I've been, like, watching just, like, comfort shows. Like, 70s show, Ashichi Hellon, just to, like, pass time when I'm... I don't want to think. I've watched like Castlevania and Beastars.
Is it good, the new season?
I really like it. I've heard mixed reviews from people, but I was yani taken back by it.
مشكلة Castlevania is it's not enough. Like quantity-wise.
This season definitely يعني feel like enough episodes.
Okay, yani interesting.
Get you interested. Yeah.
Did you like Beastars?
Beastars like I finished it, I'm like, oh, am I a furry now?
I want to watch really, it.
It's really nice. Like, Mori, it's weird. It's like it Animal Kingdom weird. Meets.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the first episode, and me and Ali Haji watched it together, and he was like, no, he was a bit uncomfortable with it, but I was like, I think I like it. Like, if this is gonna be like high school like romance stuff, I kind of want that. Like.
Yeah.
Uppy love stories once in a while, and just not once in a while, a lot. I just want people to like each other.
It's pretty fun, and like يعني the blend of like يعني that like high school drama thing, and at the same time it's like oh animals, like,
it's يعني, weird.
Animalistic instinct, and like يعني how like the animal kingdom and the hierarchy of different animals and carnivores and herbivores. And,
like, yeah, it's cool.
And like it's the so racism. Well explored. And like fish kithro information that you find out about animals. That's at the same time it's a high school drama. Yeah, because like يعني, I don't want to like delve into it and like spoil stuff. But
yeah, but I can see what you're saying.
It gets pretty deep. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah, you should. Everyone should, to be honest. And if you're like, if you're into anime. Not everyone. I feel like this is not the first anime you want to watch.
Yeah, no. Well, there is this one listener I have who really loves anime, and every week he asks me like, "Oh, what anime should I watch?" And I told him, "Oh, maybe check out Beastars."
Let's hope they still listen.
Yeah, disconnected forever. What else? I feel like Ugly Delicious season 2 is good.
Don't know what that is.
Ugly Delicious. It's you know how Netflix all of a sudden has all these like really high quality food shows?
Yeah.
That are like shot in high definition and zoomed in and you can hear the like flour as it's being sifted, whatever. It's kind of like that, but it's so different than them because Dave Chang, the chef who's the host, he goes into like the existential questions behind food.
Okay. You know?
Like, why do we eat this like this? Or like, why are some people really self-righteous about eating this way and not this way?
And like,
where did this come from? And it doesn't really answer any questions. He's not sitting there explaining the history of food to you. He's more just asking. And it makes you go, yeah, Sledge. I don't know. I love
it. It's like an untapped, like, shusma section of, like, food shows, I guess.
Yeah, and it's like, are you... Is everything you thought about it, about the food, wrong?
Yeah.
And then he says, I don't know, is it? And then you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, it's really great.
That sounds pretty cool. Oh no, I'm it's very hard for me to like watch cooking shows.
Because you get hungry.
Because like, hey, I can't eat the food that's being cooked.
Yeah, no, it's really upsetting.
After the episode. If I'm like, I just have to watch this and go eat some... weird burger I'm making.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's upsetting. Like, not gonna lie, I'm watching, I'm like, oh, I want this. Al-Haji is lucky, he's not into food.
Hey,
it's like, oh, it's this.
He eats to live.
Yeah, which is so weird.
So it's غريب, لا. I can't relate to people who...
I can't.
Just eat to live. I know, I really love food.
Me too, there's such a joy in like... Oh, Hamad, do you know this honey? We got it from, you know, this country in high and we have bears taste it. And you're like, yes, Abi Ajarab al honey. Are you kidding?
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I get it.
Otherwise, I know I've been like, just trying to do stuff. I guess like menial tasks, like cleaning, would really help, like pass the time and like just get your mind off things.
Yeah,
so that's been nice.
Gotta do some cleaning. Like, we're just home way more than ever, so we had to like dedicate time every day to kind of clean. Otherwise, things just kind of pile on.
And I'm like discovering all of this like مرة واحدة.
Yeah, dust, man. Dust blows my mind to this day. 5 years living alone, but still, dust is like, what? I wiped this yesterday. What's happening?
You know how like يصيدني هاي الشيء اللي like anytime something happens and like I'm like, how is this beneficial to the world? Like, if I'm outside and there are flies, I'm like, how are flies beneficial to the world? Why do we need them? I Google it and I check and like, okay, flies are beneficial to the world because they help in pollination or whatever.
Do they?
Apparently, unless like this is very light Googling, just to like keep my mind.
This is very page one. Huh, I never thought of it.
Dust. Why is dust?
Why is dust? And from where? Like, I can't be that... Like, it can't be my body. Like, I can't be that gross that I'm somehow generating this.
Apparently, it's... a good amount of it is, like, dead skin and stuff like that.
Excellent. Good.
Dust helps to have gentle rainfall. Due to the presence of dust in the higher atmosphere, we owe the formation of mists, clouds, and gentle beneficial rains. Instead of water spouts and destructive torrents. So there you go.
So we need a mist machine at home.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
To like ruin all our comic books. Ali Haji like throw me out.
So we're going to get like random guests from our mutual friends who would like to be a part of this, or people we both know on Twitter, or like someone we want on the podcast. Just to like check in on them, see how they're doing, have a little chat, stuff like that. I feel like it's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Like, watch us grill them.
Hey.
Be like, show it, Ems. And how did it make you feel? This is actually the first time in my life. Normally when people say like, oh, I need to take a break from Twitter and stuff, I'm like, oh, that's nice. But I know when I take a break, nothing happens. But this is the first time where I think I do need breaks.
Yeah.
Because I spend all day on it at this point. And it's a lot. And
it's a lot. Like, خاصاً everyone now is like just centered on mostly like news or just trying to like escape it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's pretty two obvious. You're seeing.
Hey, it's pretty obvious like the era we're living in had they been. Yeah. غريب. I don't know how to like I've been trying to like get off to a service at the same time. Like, I want to keep up with the news, see how everything's going, because like we're all going through this and we need to be like informed.
So I tried to like to see it, and then at some point to be like, whoa, Noor, it's been a while, you need to get off and like literally do anything else.
The feel like apps and stuff though to do that, or like
had to on the on phone my phone itself.
Right, that could be like beneficial.
That could be
beneficial. Like a lot of people need that right now.
Yeah, but they don't realize it. Ooh, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
Everyone and their mother.
Yeah. It was a good time for the game to come out.
Sludge.
Because it's very like, go, make a perfect island. And you're like, yes, this is all mine and I control everything on here.
Self-isolation game 101.
So, I would love it in VR though. That would be nuts.
Oh, interesting.
That would be nuts to be on the island in VR. Yeah, VR, man, is... I guess if VR, like, became that thing where you can actually go in, like in the movies, where you can go in and genuinely be in, like, a different world, I guess I'd never come back, and that's a problem. So prepare the intervention.
It's scary.
Yeah, I think about it a lot, like, ugh, I'll be VR.
You know about, like, this thing, Illy, like, we're inventing technology because we see it in movies and stuff like that.
That makes sense. I never thought of that.
Yeah. Like, what if like that eventually happens? We get to the point where like VR becomes like this thing where we're super completely immersed into, and it's like we're into a different world.
I'm sure it's gonna happen. Just because
we created it in like movies and shows and stuff like that.
Because if we created it to movies and shows, that means that's something that we are, like, yearning for.
Yeah, aspiring so, to get.
Yeah.
Ugh,
it would be so great. I can't stop thinking about... I don't know if you were there when a friend of ours brought their VR system to the apartment. VR system?
Yeah, I was there.
Well, PS4, yeah. And then, and then he made me go into this underwater, like, thing. And I still think about that. I know it was just made to demo the VR, but it was so beautiful.
I played that game in, like, a super cold room, and...
Excellent.
It was so, like, immersive. Even though, yeah, like, the PlayStation VR is not, like, the best quality you can get, but, like, it was insane, like, how immersive it was.
Yeah.
Apparently, the new Half-Life game is, like, the greatest thing on VR right now.
No way.
Hey,
like, the one sequel?
I've heard, like, stellar reviews, and it's insane, and, like, any... it's worth getting a VR for.
You know, I've never played any Half-Life game. I don't even think I've watched anyone play it.
They're pretty good games, yeah. The story is, like, the main driver. The gameplay is pretty cool, but it's, like, the story is what makes it.
What are they similar to, kind of? Like, oh, if you like this, you're gonna like Half-Life.
I don't know. It's, like, a dystopian world, and, like, you go around, like, like, you're with freedom fighters and stuff like that, but there's also, like, weird technology and, like, any sci-fi stuff that happens at the same time.
Cool.
And this, like, mysterious figure that appears out of
Sounds
nowhere.
Sounds like if Call of Duty married, like, Bioshock or something.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of. But, yeah.
But obviously it's so good that it's its own thing,
yeah. Yeah. The Half-Life games.
Half-Life.
But yeah, Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing. I need to get into it. I've been avoiding it, and I know if I get into it, I'm not going to play anything else, and I've got, like, so much.
Yeah, not going to lie, I'm not playing anything else. Like, I'm worried about getting tired of Animal Crossing.
I don't think, because the way I understand it, it's like a daily check-in kind of thing, and you can check in whenever you want, yeah.
Yeah, but at some point, my brain will be like, Noor, what are you doing? You're not doing anything, and then I... Because that happens to me a lot, and then I cancel. And I don't want to cancel, because I downloaded the whole game. So, I don't know. And, like, it was quite a decision. It took me a few days, where I was like, shouldn't I? I haven't played Pokemon Shield since I downloaded the game, and I was playing Pokemon Shield right before, which is a great game, by the way.
Okay.
I mean, it's Pokemon. Like the Pokemon games, Yanni, but it's pretty good.
I've never played a Pokemon game in my life.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I never owned a Nintendo console or, like, Game Boy or whatever. Like, yeah, the Switch is my first entry to Nintendo
since I
was. Yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, dabbling with Pokemon Red on an emulator at my phone, but, like, otherwise haven't really, like, delved into any of the Pokemon games.
So then as a kid, you didn't see everyone else delving into it?
And better, best like any.
It didn't make you want it?
No, of course it did. Best like.
You're like, yeah, you know,
kids don't always get what they want.
That's so interesting.
And I got, like, my parents, like, didn't give me stuff. I got the, like, all the PlayStation stuff and the PSP.
Yeah, yeah, you are well versed in gaming. That's why I'm just a bit surprised.
It's strange. All my friends have the same reaction. Oh, Shlone.
Yeah. How bizarre. And I wonder, as someone who hasn't played any of the Pokemon games, if you did play Pokemon Shield now, would it be garbage for you, or would it be good?
I think I'd be pretty bored being a turn-based RPG. And, I love Pokemon. I've seen, like, any of the movies and any of the anime. And I played with the trading cards, and I played the trading card games online. And, I'm a fan of, like, the first and second generation. So, I don't know. I'd have to try, but I don't know if I'm interested in trying at this point. Yeah. The moment has passed. Yeah, definitely.
Interesting. Fun facts about Tamed.
Yeah, never played Pokemon.
Yeah, that's a very fun fact.
I got bamboozled. Shared this, like, Arizona sparkling water, and it has, like, lemon lime and minerals, and it tastes just like a regular sparkling water.
You don't taste the minerals.
Move the minerals. I don't know. Maybe like it's just the lemon lime. I'm getting like no hint of it.
There's no hint here. Yeah.
تفكروا عصر فيه ليمون. I'm just drown my sorrows in it.
Drown my sorrows without any hints of lemon and lime.
Yeah. It's refreshing though, so I can't complain.
I mean, I got bamboozled by the soup that I made earlier.
Oh.
And it was in a packet. And normally those are great, yani, but...
Sure.
Madri, it was... So this was a packet, I bought it. It was like... It didn't unclump. It was clumpy the whole time. It was like, yo, you're breaking the illusion of being a fresh vegetable soup. I need you to, like, separate.
So, how's shopping? I know I'm, like, new to the whole, like, delivery shopping. And every once in a while, I have to go to a supermarket, like, for my parents or something. And it's the most, like, paranoia-inducing thing ever.
We tend to order most of the time. I mean, at least since the beginning of this era.
Okay.
We order online. It's been pretty great. The supermarkets are very great. I've ordered from two places. Do I say their names? Mm. Why am I weird about saying the names of the supermarkets? So I ordered from Lulu Hypermarket and at Isra.
Yeah.
Both great. Lulu obviously is like the more affordable one. Mm. So if you order everything from an Isra, people are going to be like, oh my God, are you crazy? Yeah. But Isra just has different things. So I end up having to order from both anyway.
Oh, okay. And I've been using InstaShop.
And I use InstaShop a lot.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. And then, you want snacks, you want munchies, you just want bread. You don't want to have to order from the supermarket and then it takes them 24 hours to deliver.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I get it. But yeah, my life has been only ordering. And making things I order.
I like how, there's a shift of just more places delivering, more stuff going, online, electronic, and just, everyone's life being easier.
Yeah, it makes me mad. It's like, you could have done this whole time. I hate you. Everyone's delivering. The body shop is delivering. The airport, duty-free, delivers. The airport.
That's insane. This is great. At least we got to this point. It sucks how we got to it, but we got to this point. Yeah.
And I wonder if when all this ends, are they gonna revert back?
I don't think so.
Our meeting is gonna go back to being in person. This is my concern, to be honest. It's worrying me.
I think everyone is gonna have a certain air of paranoia still after, and would prefer to do this because it's just much easier to do it, I guess.
Yeah, because some people are very insistent on in person meetings for some reason.
Mm. Well, I can relate to that. You get a better feel of everything and I don't know, it's just more real. Maybe I'm more real. Old school. I don't know.
For office meetings, for friendship meetings, I get it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
And I haven't been part of a meeting since 2 years. But I'm certainly not one to judge.
I see. No, I have a lot of meetings. I mean, I say a lot, but it's not a lot. But enough that I find it annoying.
Because
a lot of them are a waste of time. And I wonder now, are things going to change in the long run? Or are they only changing in the short run? Is what I'm wondering.
And I hope it's interested to see.
Yeah, I hope
generally, so. Generally, not just in terms of services, as well, but also hygiene and... and it just how people take information, for example.
Yeah.
It's my lifelong dream for misinformation to be eradicated in the dunya. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Imagine a world with no misinformation.
That's the dream. That's the dream. So, yeah.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening.
Mm.
That's it.
It's the first one, and it could be a bit wonky, but yeah.
It'll get better. There's nowhere to go but up. So stick around.
Please do. And it's okay.
We love you.
If you don't. We do. Some of you, maybe. Some of you.
We appreciate you, at least.
We appreciate all our prospective listeners. All right. See you guys next time.
Bye, guys.